Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Greg Bredard joins Felger and Maz every Tuesday at 2 during Patriot season. Now back to Toucher and Rich, a 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Mike on 617-779-0985. Mike, go ahead.
You know, Mondays suck as it is, but then I get in the car, and Wallach still can't pronounce Dak Prescott's name right. And it's just, he makes me want to throw myself through my windshield.
How's he saying it? I actually didn't hear it.
Prescott. He says Prescott every 3 years now.
Okay.
Like Triscuit.
So, me doing that makes you want to throw yourself through your windshield?
Well, you as it is does, but then once you open your mouth, dude, it's pathetic. It's pathetic. You are pathetic.
There you go. It's true.
Just influencing lives and making friends. So,
it's pathetic. That's how you pronounce it.
Yes. So, I had this guy on Instagram, at Fred Touch. This guy at Fred Toucher, and he sends me a message yesterday. And he's like, oh, you drunk. Like, you know, the jet sucks, so I'm like, whatever. And then he's like, oh, you drunk. I hope you drink and da-da-da and, like, all this stuff. So the guy's actually got his real name, so I look him up on Facebook. And I see he's got a big, ugly girlfriend with big horse teeth. So I send him back a note, and I go, all right, pussy, you got a nice, I like your pudgy-ass horse tooth girlfriend. And then he's like, man, you ain't drunk. Da, da, da. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, at least I'm not running around with you're a pussy nerd with a horse tooth pudgy ass girlfriend. And he goes, whatever, man. You can't even tell I'm just trolling you. What the hell are you talking? Well, I'm trolling you back. What the hell are you talking about? So you just, like, sit there, like, yelling these insults at me and F me, and I hope
really
this happens to you.
They're shocked when they actually...
No,
and
this happens to you.
Back.
So I did 10 seconds of research. I saw you're a nerd, a little nerd, and you got a horse tooth pudgy girlfriend. And now I'm not allowed to say that to you? And the last thing you said, oh, I'm just trolling you. What the hell are you trolling? How does that make it any better? You were insulting me. So you caught me at a moment where I was sitting around and it rubbed me the wrong way. And it wasn't a comment. It was like a note he sent me, mm-hmm. like several, like three.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't like some comment. It was he took the time to like write me. So I did a little bit of research and I found out what the deal was. And then he didn't like that. He didn't like it coming back at him.
No, is this a normal thing where to research somebody's name? Is that like okay.
I don't get that much stuff like that. But the guy had spent obviously some time just saying and wishing these horrible things upon me,
mm-hmm.
and he obviously listened to the show a lot. And so I was like, oh, I wonder if and the guy had a real name. So I found his Facebook page. And then I didn't say anything on the Facebook page, but I saw his Facebook page. So I go, from the looks of it, you know, with your little pudgy horse tooth girlfriend, and you're a nerd. You're like a weaselly nerd. You got a lot of balls, like, taking shots.
I was just trolling you.
Just troll? What the hell does that even mean? You just sent me a bunch of messages insulting me, and I can't insult you back?
That's the way the game is played, Fred.
No, Well, I was just trolling you, Yeah. What the hell does that even mean? You were actively insulting me. I mean, that's not a behavior that if I went to a shrink and they would say, don't do those things, Fred. But it was the wrong time. It got me the wrong way. Because sometimes I get like maniacs, like this one maniac, this acne-ridden piece of garbage that is always sending me hate mail and sending stuff to the station. But him I ignore because I feel bad for him.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, like, at least had a girlfriend and, like, some friends. Like, if you're real pathetic, like, I won't come after you. Like, if you're, like, if I'm, like, all right.
Well, you've got other problems.
I'm, like, I don't want this guy to kill himself or nothing.
Sure.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I woke up this morning with a real doozy from a guy, you know, wishing up all this horrible crap upon me, and then I recognized him as someone who has done this before. You guys would actually recognize him. Big acne-ridden piece of crap. But I didn't say anything to him because he's got enough problems. Because generally, if you send something like that, I figure you got like a lot of problems. And like, I'm not going to... This guy, he had friends and stuff. So I said, all right, well, you're sitting there with friends and everything. What are you doing this stuff for?
Well, there are some weird stereotypes I think you find after a while. Not stereotypes, but themes amongst many of the people who do that. There's one that really is interesting that stands out. I would say that maybe 60 more times than not, if somebody writes something that's like really vicious, their photo, like their avatar, is a picture of them holding their child that is either 0 or 1 years old.
Those are death threat guys. The death threat guys. Yeah,
there is an anger amongst young fathers that is unparalleled.
Yes.
Like it's almost like, and not only young fathers, but young fathers who feel the need to overshow how much time they're spending with their young child.
Yeah, that's a lot of death threats come from those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the death threat guys.
Right. Part of me, not with the death threats, but part of me is like, all right, dude, I know life sucks when you're not sleeping and you got a newborn. Like, your world's turned upside down. Mm-hmm. I know why there's a little bit of anger.
Well, I don't get, like, call the show. Like, send a message. I don't get this, like, emailing me or...
That's true. The guy who just called in, that's more healthy than the other way.
Well, that helps the show. I mean, that's you know, and then everyone laughs. Like, who cares?
Yeah. It's funny, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind if you send me an Instagram message, like, you know, hey, you drunk piece of garbage. And it wasn't even you drunk piece of garbage. It was wishing all this stuff upon me. Not death threats. But, if you do that and I choose to take a gander at you, because if you're like a this doesn't happen a lot on Instagram, but if you're like a parody account, like on Twitter or something, I do whatever the hell you want, you know, at this point, like, oh, I'm a big fun parody account, because that's a sign of mental illness. It really is. And I told you guys that that is considered behavior that is like to pay attention to in terms of someone's well-being.
Mm-hmm.
If they're anonymously sending out reams and reams of hate to people they don't know, on social media, that's a sign of like a pretty damaged person. So, at best, to feel just sympathy for them. So, if I was you guys, and I am worse at going back at people than any of you are, but those people, it's just like you kind of pity. And then there's like the acne-ridden kid that is like, wow, you really like the Patriots. All right, like, okay. Like, you're like all in on the Patriots. Like let's not, you know, and then I felt bad for him, so I'm like, I'm not going to say anything to him. But this guy with the chubster, horse tooth girlfriend, he like had friends and everything. So I said, all right, I'm like, you know, this guy needs to know. You can't, you know, come at me, I'll come at you. You know? So those are the way. If you're a parody Twitter account, you really do have a mental problem. It's not just me. You can do your own research. If you're sending out reams and reams of hate to people that you have no relationship with, you're a very disturbed individual whose life is not well, which is doesn't, you know, take Freud to put two and two together. But then hearing it and seeing presentations on it made it all more clear. Then there's like, you know, guys that are like the acting face kid that you just feel bad for. and then there's the death threats, which go to the police, which generally the guy's holding a child. And then, what, there's not enough of our knocker shots. Come on now, give me a little boob shot. Give me a shot in them sweet, sweet Hooters. But we don't get those.
Only Wallet gets those.
No, all the girls are very nice, or they're all upset about something I said, which I don't care about. If you're upset about something I said, that's fine, too. That's reasonable. I understand that. You've heard something and it riled you up and you wanted to put your side out there. I understand that as well. I don't necessarily agree with you, and I think, and I could, you know, respond to you on the air, but whatever. But, yeah, I checked this guy out, and then I was just trolling you, and I'm like, what the hell does that even mean? But you're just insulting me?
Yeah, that's the way the people like that think the game is played. They're allowed to say whatever they want.
But it was directly to me.
No,
like,
I understand that.
But in their mind,
it sounds like it was personal too.
No, but in their mind, that's, well, I can say whatever I want to this guy. He's
and it had been going, and it, because like I had just ignored the other ones. I don't even think I had read them. And there, but when I saw what he had written, there were like ones preceding it for like over the course of months.
Jeez.
So I was like, wow, this guy's just, you know, showing up on Sunday afternoon, sending out this stuff.
Wow.
You know, I hope you, this happens to you, and I hope that happens to you. And then I see the guy. He seems like he has a decent life. Aside from, I mean, he's not, based on his looks, he's not doing much better than that horse tooth that he's dating. So I said, you know, this guy's got it. I go, he seems like someone who could, he could take it back. Oh, I'm just trolling you, and if you can't see that, well, yeah, we're best friends now, jackass. What are you, negging me? What are you, mystery? Are you wearing a clown hat to the bar trying to get chicks?
That is a mystery from the game book reference there. How
yes,
about that?
That is the way to get chicks, you ugly pig. That's how you get chicks. You're like, what's up, fatso?
That was his whole
thing. And then you wear like a, and then you do, and then you legitimately, here's mystery's technique. You go up to like a group of girls and you go up to like the hot one and you go like, hey, what's up, pig? And then you start talking to her friend and then you do a magic trick. And then you wear like a big floppy hat, and then all the girls go, "Where'd you get the hat?" And you go, "What?"
And light up buttons.
Is that true?
Oh yeah, buttons that light up. It's called peacocking.
Yeah, that is. That's right. That was the term peacocking.
Yep.
Very good.
So it's the nerdiest way to meet women.
Well, I mean, the guy who wrote the book, who wrote The Dirt,
Neil Strauss.
I've read. Or heard him talking to people. Neil Strauss is a really good writer. And
yeah.
Neil Strauss
helped write The Dirt.
Yeah. I mean, even though he just kind of compiled that. But yeah, he is a good writer who I'm a fan of. And he's a really nice, really intelligent guy. And I've heard him talking to people that he obviously respected and swearing that works. Like recently, like within the last couple of years saying, like, I swear to God this stuff worked. I went
in. Well,
if
it didn't work, then he would say that then that book was a lie. Then he'd be admitting that the whole book that he wrote, he wants people to buy his book.
Yeah, but I mean, the game, like, I don't think it's, like, you know, still a number. I think that he was amazed how much it actually worked. Because now we're, you know, what, 15 years after, 20 years after
20
that
years.
Was printed?
Yeah.
So I don't think he's, you know, that's not his, you know, main source of income anymore. But, I mean, he swears that that stuff worked. He swears. Said that there were a bunch of nerds, like, just getting girls way out of their league. All right, Jeff Howe's going to join us. We can find out how close the Patriots were to an out-and-out revolt and find out what's going to happen and what's going on in the building, hopefully.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Outside of here, the people that don't have to walk in our building, whether it's the league office, whether it's the NFLPA, they don't care. I mean, we're trying to get games played and we're trying to get the season going. So for them, it's not about what's in our best interest, or our health and safety. It's about, you know, what can we make protocol wise that sounds good, looks good, and how can we go out there and play games?
Five to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. See, here's a tweet that is a legitimate one. At Toucher and Rich, here's a hot take. The show was way better with Murray. Well, there you go. I don't. That's your opinion. I don't have a problem with that. That's an honest opinion. That will not, even though you're anonymous, but that will not get you any.
Making fun of his girlfriend. That will not get it. You will click on that one.
No. That's just an opinion. No, you wish ill upon me and get personal, and you are an actual person, then I do the research and I don't think I'm eliciting any harm on you by pointing out things. That's when I strike. Do you see how I do it with compassion, Rich?
Yes, you do it with love. That's what the meditation is helping, Fred.
Oh, by the way, I am reading your boy's book right now, which...
Catching the Big Fish?
I am David Lynch.
Yep. Matter of fact, I keep that next to my bed. Every once in a while, I look over at it, read a couple chapters, and realize that I just can't get as deep as this guy ever. But it's encouraging.
Because what he's saying is the big ideas lay within. Happiness lays within.
Yep.
It's not an external. Nothing external can make that. It's your brain wants better than the best. What's better than the best? What lays underneath your consciousness? Yes, indeed. Jeff Howe knows all
about it. You're the best around. Nothing's going to ever bring you down.
Rich, let's get you into a meditation practice. Let's get you in one. Jeff Howe covers the Patriots for The Athletic. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hello, Jeff Howe.
I thought you guys were reading something from the book that me and Zoe wrote there for a second.
Nah. All right. So,
I skipped a chapter in the meditation book where someone sticks their appendage in a donut box.
That's right. He doesn't even know what a razor head was about, really. Yeah. And he says there was one passage from the Bible that made him understand what it was, but he'll never, ever say what that passage was in that book. He says that.
I love David Lynch, and I can't watch Eraserhead more than the one time that I did.
I think if anyone's watched Eraserhead more than once, they got their own thing happening. Yes. And he says not to read anything about it. He says to experience. He says people are, it's a holiday. We can talk about these things. He says people are way more intuitive than they give themselves credit for, and he says to watch Eraserhead or any of his movies with another person, have a discussion about it, and you'll figure it out. And it's up to your perceptions. It's not his.
I did that with Mulholland Drive, and I figured it out. I actually figured it out. It's a puzzle, and there's an answer to that movie.
You got me intrigued. I might have to check that out. I'm not kidding.
All right. So Jeff, it is much like the world of Eraserhead down at Foxborough right now. Very strange times. This was I don't know whether or not how much weight you can put into the stories that at the beginning on Sunday, what do you know about the decision to cancel that game? Because what we're hearing is that a lot of this hinged on the players and the coaches almost taking a stand against the NFL, who seem to want to plow through with this game.
I think the NFL had to read what was going on. I mean, it shouldn't be hard for them. They could hear what the Patriots were saying on Saturday on all these WebEx calls with the media, and they knew that the team wasn't happy. And I think the team probably voiced that over the past week. I mean, there was some unhappiness. There was some discontent with the way that the NFL handled the Patriots-Chiefs game and ignored the incubation period, basically reset the incubation period by putting them on a plane to send them to, you know, to play that game the day of. And it continued to spread thereafter. So that added to the Patriots' annoyance. And then for, I don't know, maybe an hour yesterday, it appeared that the NFL was still planning to play the game tonight. And you saw a couple Patriots take to Twitter, and the reaction was understandable. I mean, the virus is still spreading, and they're thinking, you know, here we go again. And you just look at the optics there. The NFL shut down the facility yesterday and basically deemed a walkthrough to be unsafe. But the game that was going to draw the ratings the next night with the Broncos, that was going to be okay. So I think that started to piss some people off. And I don't know if we'll ever truly have the answer. I asked, and I just wasn't able to get a response. Was the team going to push back? Was the team really going to fight against playing this game if the NFL continued it? If the NFL told the Broncos to get on that plane yesterday because there was a game, you know, what would the players' reaction have been? I think that until somebody comes out and really admits that, you don't really know. I mean, we're all just sort of guessing, but if the Patriots truly didn't want to play tonight, I think you'd have a lot of people around here who wouldn't be arguing against them because of what the last week's been like.
Okay, Jeff, say Devin McCourty gets on the phone with his teammates and he says, all right, I don't think that we should play such and such game. I don't think we should play game week 10. We should play the game. What do you think the response would be? I mean, that's a lot of people to get on the same page. What would you think the response would be?
I think they'd have a really good discussion. And if you had guys like Devin McCourty and Matthew Slater making that argument, you'd have, I think they'd have a pitch to make. And I think that there would be a lot of guys who would absolutely understand. James White, another one. I mean, you've got some really good, well-respected leaders down there who, you know, if they really wanted to push back against this thing, I think you'd have enough guys there and say, you know what, let's see what we can do. Let's see how we can force the league's hand here, if it ever got that far.
Do you? Because so I would think, I was surprised because I would think in a way that, and it's funny when I heard, because we were talking on Friday that they were going to play the game on Monday unless a few people tested positive corona. That's a conversation we all had. And so I was surprised when they found one guy with corona that they decided to move the game. And I was a little surprised that the team didn't want to play. Is that weird by me? Because remember, Rich, we were talking about that we thought that it would take more than one.
But I think that the condition is that they have been able to pinpoint which players were in contact. Like, they could tell by the player that got sick, and Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, as to whether or not this could have been something that was caused by their travel on that one plane, correct?
Well, you have the
as to whether it was part of the breakout or whether this person got it away from the facility, and I think that was the concern. It depends on what player it was that got sick. Am I right, Jeff?
Yeah, and I tried to find that, too. I asked, and I didn't get an answer as to whether or not Cowart was on that plane with Gilmore. And Gilmore was on the plane of the group that was deemed to be in close contact with Cam Newton the week earlier, or a few days earlier.
But he was also at the dinner with Cam Newton.
Right, and I'm sure that was all part of the contact tracing.
Which, by the way,
But you would think Cowart was with Bill Murray. I mean, realistically, you would think that those two were exposed to each other, correct?
Right, that would make sense, just because they're working in the same groups.
Yep.
And I don't believe Murray made the trip to Kansas City, so that would mean Cowart was probably exposed 7 to 10 days ago.
But okay, again, okay. So the belief is that Cowart wasn't on the plane, so he didn't catch it on the plane.
No, we don't know that Cowart wasn't on the plane. We don't know which plane he was on.
He just said that he wasn't on the plane.
I don't know.
No, he said Bill Murray wasn't on the plane.
Oh, Bill Murray wasn't on the plane.
Cowart was at the game.
Yeah.
We don't know what plane he was on.
I apologize. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was of the mind that I thought that they would want to play the game. I actually was. I thought that they would say, we've been practicing. This is going to cost us a bye week. That they'd want to play the game. I was a little surprised by that.
Well, again, we still don't know. I mean, you saw the reaction from a couple guys on Twitter, and you can look at the evidence over the last week and the frustration and the way that they voiced that on Saturday. And who knows? Maybe if the league decided to forge ahead and told the Broncos to get on the plane and Belichick talks to the team and says, look, there's a game tomorrow. It's time to get ready. And then you kind of let that – you let yourself cool off for an hour, and then you start to prepare for it. I mean, that scenario is just every bit as likely as the other. I mean, when's the last time a team has decided to strike and not play a game? I don't know if it's ever happened, or if it has, it's probably been decades. So, but, you know, you're talking about the contact tracing and the planes and how these guys got it and all that stuff. They all still shared a locker room in Kansas City, and that visiting locker room is tiny. I know. I was there about a year ago when they won the AFC championship in it. There's not a lot of room to move around. And if these guys are in that locker room for a couple hours before a game, that's more than enough time for one person to infect a whole bunch of them. And I know it's only been, you know, at least one other positive test beside Gilmore, assuming Gilmore had it when he was there in Kansas City that night. But you also know that, you know, the virus impacts people differently, or it's possible you could get a flurry of more positive tests there tomorrow. Like, I think people are still trying to, as good as the science has been, I think everybody is still trying to figure it out as we go along here.
Okay, real quick, Rich, I just have a follow-up. If everyone tests negative today, do you think the Patriots would have been better off playing tonight?
It depends if Cam Newton would have been ready because, you don't know what the offense is going to look like.
His dad says he's raring to go.
Well, we don't know anything about what his tests. Like, we don't know.
All I know is what Daddy says, and Dad says he's ready. He's ready to go. He's ready to play. But
he did.
Yeah.
But you know, he hasn't passed consecutive tests, you know, separated by 24 hours. So that's one of the check marks. But the other is, if it's been 10 days since your positive test, a doctor could still clear you. You just don't – there's a lot of gray area there for that second part.
Okay, so there is a lot of evidence that seems to be mounting that the Tennessee Titans did this all wrong.
Yes.
And you would think if the NFL is going to stand by what they've been threatening, then they need to obviously crush these guys and penalize them because it's, you know, causing all this chaos with other teams. It's not just them. But with the Patriots and what's been going on with them – from everything I've heard, it doesn't sound like they've broken any protocols. It's just almost like a circumstance of them all getting on a plane together, but that's something that the NFL deemed they wanted them to do. Do you think that for any reason the Patriots might be facing any kind of COVID punishment because of the breakout that the team has been going through?
They shouldn't, and I can't portray that I know the whole story. I mean, I haven't been following around 100 different people, you know, from place to place over the last week. But from everything I understand and hear, I mean, they've done a good job. And it really is starting back in the summer. I heard, you know, the way that Robert Kraft upgraded the facility to handle these measures has been amazing. The amount of leadership that Bill Belichick has handed down during this whole thing has been really, you know, as strong as you would want out of a head coach. So the leadership has been really where you want it, and you just have to believe that the players have kind of been falling in line behind all of that. And so far, that's been my understanding. Now, again, I don't know how long it took for reports of those Tennessee workouts to start coming out. It might have been a week or whatever, but I don't think that those things have happened. And then the other part of it is the Patriots have been on WebEx meetings for the last week that I don't know how much time they would have really had to go out and about. And then, you know, you look at the other leadership in terms of the players. I mean, Jason McCourty said he and a few guys all checked into a hotel last week just to make sure that they weren't carrying the virus home. So I think when the younger guys look up to the older guys who have been preaching that point, look, you know, there's a lot of guys here with families. Don't go out. Don't go screwing around. Don't be bringing the virus into the locker room because I don't want to bring it home to my wife and kids and so on and so forth. You know, there's been – the message has been strong and consistent since day one. So Again, I think there's a lot of reason to believe the Patriots have been following every necessary protocol.
All right. So, you know, some people are up in arms about they're not like Johnny Boy over here, that they haven't announced that there's going to be an 18th or a week 18. I'm of the mind that there will be, but why announce it now? What are your thoughts?
I think there's got to be. It's just this thing I don't think is just going to get better. States are reopening with kids back in school. The virus is going to continue to spread. And the weather's going to get cold. Obviously, the weather's getting worse. That tends to cause people to get a little sicker. This thing is probably going to get worse before it gets better. And the league yesterday, just to move the Patriots-Broncos game back a week, in spite of the Dolphins-Chargers game, I think it was going to be next week, you know, they moved the Pats-Broncos game back by 6 days and then had to change seven more games around. I saw one national reporter said that like 18 teams will have had their buys wrapped up within the next like 2 weeks or something like that.
Yep.
So the wiggle room is basically non-existent. I mean, if you have one more situation like the Patriots or even the Titans, I guess, it's going to be almost impossible to continue reordering the schedule the way that they have. So not just a week 18, I like the idea of a mid-season bye week and to try to just sort out all this stuff to get out in front of it now. So if cases do continue to spiral out of control in late November or December, then you add another bye week on there, and then you're talking having 19 weeks. And you know, if you do it in that scenario, let's say the mid-season league-wide bye week takes care of, I don't know, a few teams, everybody else gets to take a week off, quarantine, whatever, do the right thing. And then at the end of the season, you know, if you do get into a situation where all of a sudden you need multiple bye weeks, you don't have a team like whoever the number one seed is doesn't all of a sudden have to sit at home for 3 weeks while everybody else plays out the schedule.
Yeah, because that's the thing. It's not going to get better. And I mean, there's going to have to be...
People are still going to go home.
Yeah,
kids are still going to go home. These 22-year-old kids with their first contract are still going to go home.
But whatever. Whatever. I mean, it's not going to get better. So...
Which means they're going to have to start canceling games.
They're very hesitant to cancel games because it gives them less of a load for the television deals, and it also costs
every them. Other league canceled games.
I understand, but the NFL doesn't want to do that. So what? Well,
neither do the other ones.
No, but is there something in the other contract?
But the other leagues were also playing at the beginning of this situation where there were so many of these unknowns. And so they had to kind of stop and go, all right, you know, who the hell knows what's going on? I mean, cities were shut down, and that's not going to happen again. So, you know, we're in a situation where, I mean, the league is going to just have to be like, this is the way it goes. And, you know, you might have to play a game in less than ideal situations. And my question is
will the players revolt?
Yes. That's my question.
Yeah, well, I think it's certainly possible. And the NFL has to get out ahead of this thing. They said when the season was starting, they know the cases are going to happen and they're all that other stuff. Well, the cases have happened, and the NFL's plan has been inconsistent. And there's no more time for the NFL to be reactive. It's time to start being proactive. They knew cases were going to happen, and they were ill-prepared to handle the way that the fallout from things happening in Tennessee in New England, and cases are going to continue to happen. And if they don't start adding some consistency to their decision-making process in terms of how they postpone games or how far back they postpone them or the way they shut down the facilities and, you know, deem one thing okay but not another, if the way that the Patriots voiced their displeasure on Saturday is absolutely going to be heard throughout the league. And once this stuff starts to filter into other locker rooms and other teams have similar situations and other teams or players start to feel that the leadership in the league and Jason McCourty even mentioned the PA, which you very rarely hear players call out a players association in any sport. Once that displeasure, discontent starts to creep into multiple locker rooms and they don't feel that the NFL is keeping their best interests and their safety in mind, then you could absolutely see a larger scale revolt. And it won't just be talk if they don't think that they're being heard anymore. You're going to start talking about the possibility of a strike if the NFL doesn't start to get out ahead of this thing and realize, hey, they can't beat the virus. Now they've got to figure out a way to not just work with it, but work with the players rather than just coming out and making statements that teams are going to consider forcing teams to forfeit games or discipline players. You know, you got to work with these guys, not against them.
All right, the Patriots have no new positive tests.
Yes.
Today.
Yep, that was just announced.
No new positive tests today. So essentially, you have Cam Newton who may or may not be negative. So, and then you have Stephon Gilmore who may or may not be negative. You have a practice squad guy that may or may not be negative. And then you have one positive test.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think we would know if all those players were negative.
Would
we,
Jeff?
Negative.
They would be activated from the COVID list.
But Bill Belichick doesn't have to do that because they're not playing tonight.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Because I heard that Bill Belichick was brilliant because he wasn't announcing if Gilmore or Cam were off the COVID list. That was a topic of discussion nationally.
I hadn't heard that. I just don't know if teams or he's going to handle it like coming off of IR, where you can wait until the last moment, the day before the game, or in some cases the day of the game, to activate them.
Well,
if you're on the COVID list, at this point it doesn't matter because there's not a game.
Right, but on Saturday,
thinking about Wednesday.
Right, on Saturday, people nationally were talking about how Bill Belichick was brilliant for not announcing if they were off the COVID list or not. All right, Jeff Howe from The Athletic, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there you go. So, essentially, you could have really one guy that's tested positive mm-hmm. corona and you're not playing the game tonight and that they moved it.
It is possible, yes.
It is possible, which is going to, I don't know. I guess they have to get together and they got to figure out what's going to make people happy.
Well, the main thing is that the players didn't want to play this after all that.
Well, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for. All right, we'll be right back.
This is the home of the game.
Patriots!
And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. No negative test today for the New England Patriots. I think they're going to look back and regret they didn't play tonight's game. I really
do. Why would they regret not playing?
Because it could have been played.
But the NFL has accommodated them.
I know. I think that it was a battle that would have been better off fought in a much more needed capacity.
Well, I think that, what we're hearing is that the players felt that this was getting ridiculous, was that they were put on a plane back. This is Jason McCourty's words, not mine. He was pissed that after Cam Newton was found positive, they were all put on a plane and sent out to Kansas City. They complained before they went out to Kansas City. They said, listen, if we do indeed have a breakout, can you please give us more room for our lockers because we're going to be crammed in there? The NFL said no. So on the same day they flew out, they ended up playing the game on a plane inside these locker rooms where, once again, they're all jammed together, back on a plane, and they came back home. And then sure enough, what happens? You had two more positive tests after that, and three rather. And then they were like, enough's enough. Enough's enough. You screwed us. So we don't feel safe to play this next game because we want to send a message that the NFL does not have our health in mind. They do not have our best interests. And right now they just want money out of
us. Well, no, because Bill Murray had it before the game. So they
He didn't try. Okay, that's right. So two positives since then. Right, positives since then.
And
but so, two positives.
Stephon Gilmore, who was out to dinner with Cam Newton, and I don't blame him for going out to dinner with Cam Newton, but was out to dinner with Cam Newton. So I don't know if anyone got it on the plane or got it in the locker room. So,
but somebody who did have it was on the plane.
Okay, yeah.
And that's, once again, where the McCourtys are coming from. And,
right.
And Devin McCourty didn't even show up for Saturday's practice. And that was, by the way, non-injury related. They haven't said
Listen, if Devin McCourty doesn't want to play, Devin McCourty doesn't have to play. I don't fault him for not playing. If he doesn't want to play, that's absolutely his decision.
I think the thing that we need to be looking at most of all is this weird balancing act that the NFL has to do right now with the players, because it's come down to that. Because I know we've talked about, you know, trying to jam these games through and do what you can, but there's a human element that I don't think the NFL accounted for, and that's players going, no, this is a real thing, and we were promised a certain amount of safety that we thought we were going to get if we played this season, and you're not giving it to us.
I don't know. Aside from the locker room in Kansas City, I don't know what more the NFL could do.
Well, I mean, not jamming them on a plane when one of the star players who was in contact with a ton of the players, you know, that was one of the main things. They even said that. That's what McCourty said.
But if you spread people out on the plane and they wear masks, that air is filtered. I don't know if that's the most dangerous thing in the world to do.
Sorry, if you take two planes.
Yeah, especially if you're taking two planes. I mean, you're putting a small number of people on a very large aircraft.
Once again, that's the players saying
this. I understand
that. They believe it wasn't safe.
Well, yes, Devin McCourty and Jason McCourty believed it wasn't safe. And so what I would say to them is, okay, I think the NFL should have played the game tonight, me personally. And if Devin McCourty and Jason McCourty didn't want to play, they're under no obligation to.
The reason the NFL didn't play the game is because they had wiggle room. Now, as we were just discussing with Jeff Howe, that the margin of error is just about gone.
Right. So now you've – but basically, John, what you've done is you've rescheduled a game where you – it's possible that you have Cam Newton, who's – how long has it been since he tested positive?
Over a week.
Friday or Saturday morning.
Yeah, okay, so he took the test Friday and found out Saturday.
Ten days ago, so
he could play. So you have Cam Newton who could play, so he's off. You don't know about Stephon Gilmore. I would imagine it's been 10 days since Bill Murray has tested positive, because he was before Cam Newton, or around the same time.
Yeah.
So I would imagine. Bill Murray doesn't count. So Stephon Gilmore, I'm not sure about, and so you have one guy.
Yeah, the NFL has accommodated the players this time.
Yes, and I think it's
a one-time thing.
Well, this was a real weird one to do.
Well, I mean, as we all say, and Rich, you know about this, they're going case by case. And in this case, they decided to accommodate the players, but because now the NFL has their back up against it, and because there are going to be more COVID cases, I think ultimately the NFL is going to take a hard-line stand. Okay, this is the game. Those people who want to show up can show up. Those people who feel that this is against what they believe in and feel they're in danger, you don't have to play, but you don't get a game check. Game is going on as planned.
And that might be the case, and the NFL might continue to do that, but the players have seemed to have made a stance that if you're going to do that, then you are risking a strike.
And we'll see.
The union has never been strong enough to do this.
The best point you made earlier this morning, Fred, and I don't know if it was Fred or John. I'm going to assume it was Fred because he makes the good points.
Yep.
The one thing that you said was that this is the weakest players' association of any of the leagues.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And if you know, getting a strike together in any other league would be, okay, maybe that could happen. The NFL, they haven't done anything to prove that they're able to do so. But there's also the optics of it. If you continue to have players, and that's the reason why Jason McCourty was so outspoken this weekend. He wanted everyone, he even called out the Players Association.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he wanted everyone to know, this is going to be bad. We are going to spill all the beans, and we're going to say exactly how we feel if you continue to push us into games that we don't feel safe playing. As I said, to me, it's not even what's right or what's wrong. It's that if the NFL does continue to push forward on some of these games, you are risking a massive PR nightmare because certain players and star players might not end up playing.
Well, I think that if they would have played tonight based on the negative test today, that it wouldn't have been a bad optics for the NFL.
Plus, we have to break, and we can
come back and continue the conversation, but I think the league can get by with the McCourty twins being pissed off on Twitter. All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help MA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special event disclosures for full details.